is my great honor and thank God and I'm assigned here to have a share the word of God with you. I choose this scare. So hopefully God help continually my class and so God with me to edify all these classes. Book of Hosea, it's past the yes class, and then I substitute one. So a few days ago, I assigned it. I really like to study this book of Hosea before. I didn't have a book of Hosea. Especially last night, I studied very hard about the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 1 to chapter 14, if you read several times, but I'm scared because I only read three times, and before you present things, at least read about 10 times, then you can feel it inside of your minds, whole things, then it's easier to present. So suggest take the decision, and then I get the schedule. First day is only 2 hours, and then Friday is time to prepare. So I take this class. So negotiate with him. let's look at the verse. Anybody here already read a book of Hosea? I hope you can read the book of Hosea within a few days. I think once is not enough. This is very short. Hosea, only just chapter 14, but not like a long chapter. So every chapter is very considered quite short. So hopefully you can read it several times so you can feel it. So you can understand what kind of message that God wants to send through the Hosea. And that helps you to understand the feeling of God and also feeling of Hosea that makes more into these messages. The book of Hosea is a lesson one, the introduction here, the purpose of the book of a minor prophet, and here. I saw in the many, on the TVs, the stage people always holding the microphones. I just holding the microphones. Minor prophet, and here first says a promise made to David. We have noticed if you find out all the these verses can find out constantly God remind kings and Israelites about the divinic we call the divinic David covenant. My pronunciation is right. Davidic covenant. Let's look at the first. Chronicle, chapter 17. First Chronicle, chapter 17, verse 14. Chapter 17, verse 13 and 14, two verses.
First Chronicles chapter 17, verse 13 and 14. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my loving kindness away from him, and I took it from him who was before you. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. This word is a Davidic covenant God made between God and David. We know that Jesus, we call it, Jesus is a as a descendant of the David, and continue to establish the kingdom of God by the Jesus Christ. So it's a continuation, which is exactly follow what God promised to David. So here mentioned that my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forever. So it accomplished through the God's fulfillment. Most of the minor prophet is focused on the Israelites, their sins, and so warning of destructions, the coming of destructions. So ask them to repent. Book of Hosea also one of them. When you look at the book of Hosea, you have noticed the Israelites, they commit spiritual adultery, which is made a very serious sin against God. They're supposed to worship God only, but they worship the Baal, which is the god of fertile and produce the more from the land, which is not their god. It's idols. So idol worshiping end up to destroy Israelites. So BC 722, this kingdom was destroyed by the Assyrians. So when the book of Hosea, you look at this is from the God's message to the northern kingdom. This is the last message through the Hosea to give Israelites, which is the northern kingdom. So book of Hosea, you can see the God's, God loved them. God loved Israelites because God saved them. God chose them from Abraham and not until now. But these people continue rebellious against God, and also they made a spiritual adultery. So God has a desire. God loved them, but because of their sins, and God warning them and also asked them to repent. But God knows that they do not repent, so God had to execute the judgment, 722. Actually, this is during the time of Hosea. So Hosea saw it, this instance, actually. And also, this book of Hosea, also the purpose of the one of minor prophet, here the C mentioned God's faithfulness. God is always faithful. When you look at the book of Hosea, God give a message to if you do not repent, my judgment is upon you, but I always love you. Please come back to me. So you have a notice when you read the book of Hosea, you have a find out the word. Return to me. Return to me. It's about how many times yesterday I counted. It's not sure because how many times, but my counting is about 8 times. But if you have a concordance or anything that you can see, return to me. Come back to me. So you can count how many times. It shows that this word describe what kind of heart God has toward the Israelites. Yeah. Understanding Hosea around 750 B.C., and the authors hear the name Hosea's meaning is salvation, liberation. Indeed, this book of Hosea, its message is salvation. Yeah, just like the same focus of when Jesus come to this world, save his people. If you understand this concept, to read this book of Hosea, you can understand all the messages. When you look at the book of Hosea, you have noticed the name Ephraim. It come out the Ephraim. Ephraim is a place. When Jeroboam, he rebelled against Rehoboam, he established in the northern kingdoms, and he put his place in the Ephraim. So here, the book of Hosea come out of this word Ephraim. And it's talking about the northern kingdom, Israel. The main theme of the book is a great love of God. You read the book of Hosea, you can find out, it's quite scary, the book itself, all the contents, but you can find out the true love of God, yeah, in the book of Hosea. Here, the golden verse that Pastor Ye put it here is chapter 6, verse 3. So let's look at the chapter 6, verse 3. Anybody can read out this verse from the brother's side? So let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is as certain as the dawn. And he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain, watering the earth. Book of Hosea, you read it whole, chapter 1 to 14. Why Israelites, they perished? Why they received the judgment from God? Because they did not know God. That's the major theme of this book of Hosea. Because you perish, because you don't know me. Yeah, that's one of them. So the chapter 6, verse 3 says, this is encouragement. This is a way to bring the people back to God, and they have to know God first. So that knowing God is a repent, actually. It's restoring the relationships. So verse 3, so let us know. We also Christians, you and I, ask yourself how much you know about God. If you know God clearly, then you rely on God. But if you do not know God, then you do not rely on God. So knowing God means that relationship with God and you. So here the Israelites, they did not know God because they did not. So they commit sin because they did not know God. After the two great sins the Israelites had committed for the faithful and merciful God announced a punishment against them. Their major sin in the book of Hosea mentioned is religious or spiritual adulteries. Let's look at the chapter 1. Book of Hosea chapter 1. Instead of that, chapter 3, verse 1. Sorry, chapter 3, verse 1. Then the Lord said to me, go again, love a woman who is loved by her husband, yet an adulteress, even as the Lord loves the sons of Israel, though they turn to other gods and love raisin cakes. And we go back to chapter 1, verse 2. The last portions, for the land commits flagrant harlotry, forsaking the Lord. He mentioned that forsaking the Lord through the way of spiritual adulteries. Historical background here, Hosea, during the time of Hosea. Hosea is 950. So Hosea is about, he do the God's work in the northern kingdoms about 745. So it's a before 745. So after Amos. So Amos actually come up first to prophesize, and Hosea is right after that. But the book order is the other way, so anyway. When you look at the chapter 1, verse 1, they introduce the four kings. These four kings is a certain kingdom of Judah, not the northern kingdoms. But interestingly, here the book of Hosea introduces these four kings and give us an understanding that Hosea worked during this period of time these four kings in southern kingdom, he worked on northern kingdoms as a holy work here. During the time of King Uzziah, is a 791 to 739 BC. So he reigned over the 52 years in southern kingdoms. The Uzziah, King Uzziah is a very good king. He faithful to God at the beginning, but later on, everything is smooth. Then he got the pride. He even tried to, when he have a get the sickness, his feet, where is it, a temple of God to offer a burnt offering. At that time, so he got the, the body turned to be white? It's leprosy. Yeah, he became leprosy himself. And Jotham is a good king too. So this BC 747 to 731, only 16 years. But when he became a king, when he was 25 years old, he continually followed faithful to God. But the king Ahaz is one of the worst king in the southern kingdoms. And he ruined the whole southern kingdom at this time. And during this time, when he's rule over the nation, 731 to 716, and during the king Ahaz, the northern kingdom was destroyed by the Assyria, which is 722. King Ahaz is he's not followed his ancestor, but he worshiping God and even he practiced, which is detested by God. So end up his country ruined by the northern kingdom, which is before the last king is Bega. Bega came to southern kingdom, humiliated all southern kingdom. About 200,000 people they were killed by the northern kingdoms, and also about 200,000 people bring to the northern kingdoms. At that time, so they repent. This is not what God's way to do. So they bring them back to the southern kingdoms. But at that time, the northern kingdoms southern kingdoms pretty much humiliated at that time by God. The next king is King Hezekiah. We know the King Hezekiah is a very good king. See? But during the King Hezekiah, southern kingdoms already lost all the military and the political power at that time. See? But King Hezekiah relied on God. At that time, one time the king Assyria came to attack the king Hezekiah, but he relied on God. So 185,000 people all killed by God at that time. This instance during the time of King Hezekiah. Anyway, so these four kings, and King Ahaz, King Hezekiah, these two kings, prophet Isaiah worked in the southern kingdom at this time. So the king, during the King Ahaz, King Hezekiah, prophet Isaiah worked in the southern kingdom, and Hosea, prophet Hosea, worked in the northern kingdom. So these two prophets, contemporary worked, in the both the kingdoms. Here they mention that Jeroboam II. Jeroboam says, why? Because first Jeroboam is the one who against Rehoboam, which is against the kingdom of Judah to establish the northern kingdom at that time. And this is a second, because the same name, so put the names of Jeroboam II. 793, he become a king until BC 753. So about 31 years, he ruled over the northern kingdoms. Prophet Hosea worked during his times. King Jeroboam is a descendant of Jehu. You know Jehu? Jehu, is it? Jehu is a Korean. Jehu. How to pronounce the name? Jehu, so Jehu, Jehu, Jehu. Right, so Jehu. You know, when the Elijah, when he went to the God's mountain and came out, he anointed Jehu. Because King Ahab and Jezebel's sins reached up to God. So he, God anointed Jehu to use the instrument of punishment of King Ahab's, all the household. So Jehu later on came up later. He killed King Ahab's 70 sons at Jezreel. So when you look at the place, you can find out here in Hosea chapter 1. You know what the first son's name of Hosea's first son's name? Jezreel. That Jezreel has some history. You know the Naboth's vineyard? So Naboth is a Jezreelite. King Ahab committed very serious sins in Jezreel, because he stole, which is forced to take his vineyard, and God and also kill him. So came up to prophesy a judgment upon him. Later on, Jehu came up and killed all his household, which is eliminate them. And then he went to northern kingdom. He become a king. Here, the Jeroboam is a fourth descendant of Jehu, and here because the northern kingdom was their sin is reach up to God. So here during the prophet Hosea and God prophesies, God will eliminate them also. Yeah. But Jeroboam II is very good, very smart king. So during the time of Jeroboam II, he expanded his territory, reach up, which is almost recovered during the time of Solomon, which is during the time of Jeroboam, actually his country was very prosperous, military-wise and political-wise. At that time, it's one of the most prospering time. But people do not know their destiny, which is end of their country and themselves. They continue to commit sins. They continue dwelling in the sinful world, sinful life. So they end up after him, about 30 years later on, that this northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria. The spiritual character of Hosea is have a same mind, insight of God, obedience, courage, love. We're going to discuss about this, you know, this character about the, you know, Hosea's and all the contents. So later on, yeah, this is pretty much of the background of this book of Hosea. I think it's from Friday. I think I'll get into the mood myself. So please do understand. Usually first hour I kind of scatter around myself, so quite messy myself. Book of Hosea. Look at the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 2. When the Lord first spoke through the Hosea, the Lord said to Hosea, "Go, take to yourself a wife of harlotries and have a children of harlotries. For the land commit flagrant harlotries, forsaking the Lord." If you are Hosea and God just show up to you, God talk to you, go to pick up the one, you know, the harlotry to become your wife. I just ask you, brothers, how do you feel? Because God asked you to do it. I think nobody wants. I read this is, if I am the Hosea, then what I'm going to say to God, I say, God, you can ask me anything else, but not this one. I'm not only this ones. But this time, God, this is very special in the book of Hosea, because there's no such things happen in the beside this scriptures. This is really, of course, there's a symbolic action, the book of Ezekiel and other places also, and book of Jeremiah. They have all the there's a prophet have some kind of symbolic actions because God asked them to do it. But this is really one of the crucial ones to the personally to the Hoseas. You know, just what God doesn't, it seems like God doesn't really care about the Hosea, but seems God just using him as a, like really as a tool. Do not respect any his, you know, his as a human point of view, but just asking him to go, take the, yourself a wife, a harlotress, and have a children of a harlotress. And this is a really harsh way of asking to Hosea. This is a symbolic way to express the love of God. When I read this passage, it is like a cursing. But if you read the whole book of Hosea, and you have noticed that the verse 2, this is expression of love of God. This is expression of love of God. When I, let's look at the Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Matthew chapter 16, 24 and 25. Then Jesus said to his disciple, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Chapter 16, verse 24. 24 here mentioned, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." You know, the cross is a symbol of cursing and judgment. So if you want to follow Jesus Christ, carry the cross, which is carry your own curses, carry on your judgments, carry on. It's a similar pattern of way of talking to, when God talked to the book of, talked to Hosea. Almost a similar way you can understand. When we understand the cross, we understand the love of God. Is that true? How you can understand the love of Christ without the cross, his crucifixion? Jesus died on the cross as what? A form of cursings, form of judgment. He died on the cross. But we remind the cross of he died on the cross, then we can understand the love of God. And here, the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 2, God asked Hosea to go to take the unclean woman to be become your wife, and then again, having a children. It sounds like a cursing, but this is a message of love. This is a message of love. We can understand in the New Testament that we can understand this is love of God. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 24, and Paul mentioned that how we can bear the fruit when we die on the cross, then we can bear the fruit. Fruit is a result of love of God. When we die on the cross, it is possible to bring the clean, which is clean children. If we do not carry the cross, then we cannot bring forth the clean children. Well, clean children, spiritually I'm talking about it. The cross is precious. It is a symbolically, this is a cursing and this is judgment, but for us is a precious. If we can just think about it this way. Later on, when Hosea brought her as her wife, Gomel, his wife, But later on, this woman also go out again, and which is doing, you know, something, you know, unclean with the other men. But God asked him to go and bring her back again. And this is really, for Hosea, is really tough things to do. I thought about this, if my wife having delivered a baby, and then later tested the blood test, and then it's not matched with me, then what I'm going to do? So should I spank my wife, or what I'm going to do? You know what, here we know that when Gomel has three children, some scholars say the first one came from Hosea, but two of them possibly not came from the Hosea. So how does he feel in Hosea at this time? When you live with the one children, the two children which is not came from them, how he's feeling in his, how much is agony when he look at the children and when he look at his wife Gomel. And that, but still God asked him, love this woman. You know, so love, we hear the chapter 1, that through the whole content, God explained to us what kind of feeling that I have while I'm loving, give a loving to your peoples. So Hosea experience of what kind of heart that God has at that time, so in this manner. So. So the whole Hosea, we can describe here that the God's love within the suffering of his heart. We can say that way. So. Book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 1. Let's go to look at it. The word of the Lord, which came to Hosea, the son of Beeri, during the day of Uzziah, Jotham, and Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah, and during the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel. One thing we have noticed in chapter 1, verse 1, this is written by Hosea. That's what the scholar believed that. But he mentioned here the four kings from the southern kingdoms. So focus is not the northern kingdom, but southern kingdoms. He understood the southern kingdom is the kingdom that God blessed them. Because Hosea remembered the Davidic covenant. Davidic covenant is not go through the northern kingdoms. It go through the southern kingdoms. He knew that. I think he remembered that. So his view is come from the southern kingdoms, and even though he worked in the northern kingdoms, what makes it possible that he can faithfully work for God because he have the same view that God has. When you and I we become a true Jewish church members, we need a right view according to God's way. It's not your personal view, but what God want us to have a, you know, kind of a view for our Christian life, for our churches. When we find out the same direction, we look at the same directions, and then God talk to us. If when we look at God, look at to this side, but we look at this side, God doesn't want to come up to talk to us. So it is important that we're seeking for God's will means we're looking for the same view, with same directions. It is crucially important in our life. Well, you know, many of you now, later on, you become, we're looking for the spouse or looking for job, whatever you do in, find out that you're in a college already. So you major, whatever you find out something in this world. It is important your view. You follow the God's view or you do have a different views. When you kneel down to pray to God, your view is different than God's view. You pray a lot. It doesn't mean that God let you know that. You have to change your mind to the God's view. Then God give you the message. God let you understand His will. So you and I have to find out, we make the same direction with God. When there is a goal, the goal players, when they play, they always talk with a caddy. They look at the same directions. They discuss with it, find out the way to put this ball to the right points, because they look at the same directions. We also, we discuss with God, because we're looking at the same directions. And this is what we're supposed to do. I think that the Hosea have that kind of view, so God bring up the voice to him. Even though it's hard to take it, but God used him, because God knows he can take it. So he gave this a very important task as a last prophet in the northern kingdoms, and choose him as an instrument of God. God's voice also usually come and during the time of dark eras. You know, when you look at most of the minor prophets, these words come out during the dark eras. The message is a warning and coming of judgments for them. So that's most of the messages. And chapter 1, verse 2, I mentioned that this is one of the toughest tasks. But Hosea, he never complained anything to God, but he just take it. And he did what God asked him to do. It requires a great commitment. It requires himself to deny himself. Otherwise, it was impossible things to do. So we mentioned Matthew chapter 16. If you and I want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, what Jesus asks us to do is deny ourselves. Deny ourselves is one of the toughest ones, you and I, in our life. And also carry the cross. Carry the cross is carry the toughest ones, just like maybe Hosea. Hopefully God do not give us the same kind of a task in our life. I'm sure not. But at least sometimes in our life, God allow us a certain degree of sufferings, a certain degree of difficulties in our life, but we can take it for the God's purpose. Then God will bless us in our life. It's 12:20 as we finish. When I read the book of Hosea, chapter 1, verse 2, when God said, go take yourself a wife of a harlotress, then we can change these words to go take to yourself a wife of a pure, pure heart. Pure heart, pure heart. What is the opposite word, the harlotress? Huh? God said, go take to yourself a wife of pure heart, good wife. Go take a good wife. Something wrong, because if God asks us to take the wife of a harlotress, and something wrong, it's not right. But Israelites do not understand this one. That's why God bring this message through the Hoseas. See, what I give it to you is a pure, generations. I choose you to sanctify you, makes you clean yourself. So that's what all other people call you, the holy nations. But now what you're doing is not. You're supposed to be holy nations. You're supposed to be my wife. As my wife, you have to be clean yourself. But look at yourself. You are not holy. You are not holy. So the message here, the verse 2, is go take to yourself a wife of a harlotress. We have understood it the other ways. Something wrong is I ask this command you, not only the Hosea, but this whole the nations. When I ask this message, means you have something wrong. Why do you think I ask you to ask to take to yourself a wife of harlotries? Think about it. This is what the message is. Sometimes we listen to this message, this kind of message in our daily service. Sometimes we do not listen to too. Same way like Israelites. So we have to be careful ourselves. When you read the book of Hosea, look at the Hosea's Israelites. Gomel is like you and I sometimes. Gomel is like, you know, the harlotry. We think is this woman is like a worthless one and a useless one. But sometimes this is actually describe us. And also this message toward to us, let us change. Let us return to the Lord. Maybe this message may be toward to us also. So 12:20. I hope you can read the book of Hosea several times, please. It really helps you to digest, understand. I'd like to continue to my reflections. Because I didn't have enough time to, you know, the scholastic way to go through over. But instead of that, I'd like to go through this one as my reflections. You know, I have 13 hours, 8 hours, Paul and Peter, which is next week. And this week and these 2 hours on Friday and on. And my 13 hours, I want to go on this book of Hosea first. If there's a time available, then I want to go for the Paul and Peter. Yeah, but remember, because Paul and Peter, especially Paul, it's very hard to explain within a few hours. Because Paul, how we can understand the Paul? Through the scriptures. That is the best way to understand him. Like a book, you know, Romans, and once you read the book of Romans, and you can understand about his doctrine, what he believed in his mind. And also go on and on, his all the letters, you read it, we study together, then understand that Apostle Paul. Otherwise, just, you know, just a few hours to explain about Paul is not easy. But Peter is somehow, the content maybe is possible to describe him within a few hours. But I want to focus on the book of Hosea, because actually I had a desire to the book of Hosea. Somehow God let me take the book of Hosea to go through. So hopefully you and I, we please share this. Hope this is, you know, the minor prophet, the book of Hosea. Hopefully it's not a boring class. Hopefully we share each other for makes excitement and reflection maybe helps us to understand the book of Hosea better. So I do not go through the way like a scholar's way, more like we want to interreact understanding this book of Hosea.